cliffcentral.com.
It's really the weekend's time, huh? All right, everybody. Hey, Lucas, are we going to talk to Rob? You know, crazy Rob who emails us occasionally. He's got some things he wants to talk about this morning. All righty. Good morning. It is Wednesday.
The 29th. April's coming.
Why are you gunning for the new month? Like,
I can't wait for honestly. Minister Brian Molefe. That's it.
It's the only reason you're doing this countdown.
You know, someone wrote a very interesting article. I just want to take a couple of extracts from it because this is quite interesting and I think it might give people a little bit of pause to reflect. It's called Yes, But What Can We Do? And it's from a blog called Calling Through the Fog. So we're feeling desperate, almost desperate enough to do something. And this is obviously about what's going on in South Africa at the moment. So it's important for us to step back, take a conscious decision to resist this collective anxiety and try to find the space of relative calm and perspective. Perhaps the answer to what we can do is simply to stay alert and try to remember some of the following. Are you ready?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Number one, things are moving. The 24-hour news cycle and a lack of historical perspective have made us dangerously impatient with the pace of democratic processes. To the Twitter generation, a week is an age. It feels like the current cabal has been in power forever, but it hasn't. And whatever is happening fairly fast. So a bit of perspective, right? Yeah. Makes sense.
Yes.
Okay. Number two, we don't have a government. We have looters. Once you understand this, headlines will make more sense and your gloom will be more focused.
Okay.
We don't have a government. We have looters. Number three, hyperbole, exaggeration, is a national sport. When you hear that a certain neighborhood or campus is turned into a war zone because armed police are present and there's some bricks in the road, take a picture of Aleppo and compare it with South Africa.
Oh, okay. That's
such perspective.
Yeah, we may be a violent, angry country, but we're not at war and it doesn't help anybody to believe that we are.
Mm.
You know, the newspapers want to make it sound more dramatic than it is.
Mm.
The radio stations, the television channels, they need viewers, they need listeners, they need readers. They'll always amp it up so that you're afraid, so that you need to find out more information and they appeal to your mammalian instinct for security.
Mm.
Number four, the bar has been lowered so far that ground zero feels like progress. Eventually, the ANC will charge someone with corruption or appoint a qualified person into a senior job. And because our expectations with them are so low, it'll seem that they've suddenly become accountable. Don't fall for it.
This eventually feels like it's never coming at this very moment. You know, eventually someone within the ANC will do the right thing. It just feels like it's never coming.
The other option, the EFF, have told us what they are, and we should believe them. They want a nationwide shutdown in support of students and to remove Jacob Zuma. That makes perfect sense, because as any surgeon will tell you, the best way to save a patient on the operating table is to switch off the machines and walk out. Right? So the EFF does not have any solution. They are not smart. Don't consider them to be the guys who you would hand the responsibility of finding the new center. They will not be more accountable or any better at government than the ANC. What they're suggesting is wash your hands, exit stage left until everything falls apart, because the destruction of the system will allow us to build a new system in its place. No, it won't. It will leave the destruction of the system. The little bit of good that we still have that works is the only good that we have that still works. Then, number six, read Mbembe on Facebook and Pierre de Force, that's Akile Mbembe on Facebook, and Pierre de Force in his blog, and Amabungani. The rest don't automatically believe anyone who makes a living from expressing an opinion, and that includes me and Mabale and you. Also, don't assume an academic title means anything. Speaking of which, is there anyone at the University of Zululand reading this? And I'm still waiting for my PhD in astrophysics to arrive in the mail like you promised. Finally, number seven, the looters want us to call each other names. The more cross-eyed we get calling each other stupid or fighting small battles of ego and identity, the less clearly we can see the gangsters for what they are and the more cash they can stuff into their pockets. And it's happening.
Yeah, we are excellent at calling each other names in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
And it's so good at getting distracted. By the way, I see Helen Ziller might have doubled down on her colonialism tweet and started saying, well, if you don't like colonialism, give back those cars.
Helen is on a roll.
She's nothing if not brave. Yes.
I just saw one picture from her briefing, and of course it had to be this shot, but it was her sitting down, and while everyone was discussing and actually paying attention, she had her head down looking at her phone. So I'm like, oh, here we go again.
She's going to tweet again.
Exactly.
Yeah, the cartoonists have been having fun with this whole Helen debacle.
You know,
hey?
Between you and me, I'd kind of like it if Helen does get fired, because then she can just tweet whatever she wants. And I think her following will go up and she'll be much more interesting, and she could dedicate a lot more time to being a full-time Twitter troll. Don't you think?
Hey, man. Being a troll is it's kind of the end thing these days, you know?
Yeah. All right. That's a little bit of sensible advice, I think, from a little blog that I picked up. Just because people, you know, we were asking yesterday, what do we do? Well, there's a couple of suggestions.
Yeah.
Pay attention. And I love that line that our government aren't a government, they're looters.
They are.
That's what they're there to do.
Exactly. Run by a chief.
They are not your government. They don't give a shit about you.
They're those people who run down the street while there's a situation on and smash windows and steal TVs. That's who the government are. Don't be under any illusion.
And we don't have a president, we have a chief. He looks after just his little inner circle, that's it.
Right. Hey, Rob.
Thinking it's democracy.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, dude?
Nothing much, but I'm very interested to hear for your PhD for astrophysics where you stand on loop quantum gravity fitting in with the lambda cold dark matter theory.
You know, I'm starting to think that dark matter may be a little bit more complicated than when I originally wrote my thesis, Rob. So I may have to review the entire thing. We have problems with...
I think it's more like it should be called doesn't matter.
Yeah, well, doesn't matter. Or, you know, whether or not antimatter is the same as dark matter. And if they aren't the same, what precisely does the one consist of? Because there seems to be more of it in space than anything else. All right, have we moved on from that?
Yes, we have.
Of course, I don't have a PhD in astrophysics. Rob is being sarcastic.
Really? Yeah, of course.
Listen, you send me an email, and
yes,
you wanted to talk about the finance minister and the president, this whole story.
Okay.
What is your feeling on this, Rob? You usually have an interesting insight.
Well, I can just... I initially heard on SAFM radio, I was in the car, from ANN 7 News, the Gupta News, that Praveen Gordhan had been ousted as finance minister, and he played it with a stern face, and he said, no, I'm still finance minister. So all I can say is Praveen Gordhan is got a lot of guts and resolution, and we owe him lots.
I'm amazed. So you watch ANN 7?
No. I heard it on the radio in the car.
Oh, okay.
I was coming back from Durban.
And they were talking about how they watched ANN 7.
And they said ANN 7, they just heard that Praveen Gordhan is no longer finance minister. He's been fired. But that is the Gupta news station. I think the Guptas wanted to short the rand so they can sell it. They can buy cheap dollars and then pay less for it.
You mean end up with more afterwards when they cash it back?
Absolutely, to short the rand.
Okay, and do you reckon
lost 3% yesterday?
Do you reckon that's all there is to it?
No. There's definitely something rather sinister going on at the ANC NEC, but I wouldn't expect anything less from them.
All right, so tell me, Rob. I mean, what's the best case scenario here? That Praveen stays.
The Praveen stays. He keeps control over the treasury, and that. Maybe a meteor strikes in Kandla.
I don't know if a meteor strike in Kandla is going to do
anything. It's going to solve anything.
I don't even know if the president's there at the moment. Who knows where he is? He hasn't checked
as
in.
As long as he doesn't have Kudu Boosu Zuma to hide behind, it should be fine.
You reckon if a meteor struck Kulubuse, everyone behind him would survive?
Well, all yes, because Tulubusa's gravity, he was an astrophysicist, would draw the asteroid only to him.
More importantly, are you still getting some regular action from that girl in Howick?
Well, it's kind of my charm kind of failed on her, I've got a new girlfriend from Joburg. We met online yesterday.
How old is she?
36.
Okay, that's a lot younger than the previous one.
I thought maybe I was aiming a bit high.
No, have you seen pictures of her, or have you just been talking?
I've seen pictures of her, and this is what is quite worrying. I haven't spoken to her yet, but she's quite your typical Joburg blonde babe.
Oh, really?
And,
big titties?
And then my suspicious mind thinks, hang on a second, why does a babe like this need to go online to find dudes of Alec?
Big titties?
Well, I'll give her a sympathy shag, but...
I mean, she's not attractive. Sympathy shag equals not a very attractive woman.
No. Because I think that hot chicks get picked on too much.
Hang on. I need you to describe her a little bit, because you say 36, so she's not old. Is she morbidly obese?
No. She's rather toyed like a toga.
Okay, so then what's the problem? Why would you talk about a sympathy shag then? I mean, that sounds like
more for me than her.
Oh, you mean she would be banging you out of sympathy?
Yes, because okay. I think the UN is all for that.
Yeah, all right. So are you going to meet up? She's in Joburg, you're in Howick.
Yeah, I've just got to play my cards right. I don't want to rush her, because from previous experience that usually chases women away.
Yeah, all right, some advice from the team here. Anybody have some words of wisdom for Rob so that he doesn't burn this one out and spoil it? Sounds like she's a very nice girl. How long have you been talking to her? For about a week?
A day.
Almost a week, yeah, five days.
All right, and you haven't got all sexual yet. You've been very decent and, you know.
Well, no. Whenever I email her, I put a condom on.
Oh. All right, now listen seriously. Ben, you got some advice?
No, he seems to have it. Simplicity, Rob. You're doing well. Don't push it. Don't rush it.
Anything from you, Sia?
Just don't use a girlfriend word after a week. I think that's too soon.
Mubs?
It would be in your best interest to just let her set the pace for everything. That way you don't risk fucking things up yourself.
You got it, Rob?
Okay. Yes?
That's we're your friends. We've got your back in this one.
So thanks very much. And maybe if she's listening, she'll agree to a threesome.
All right.
Oh, okay.
With who would you include in a threesome?
Any of you guys.
Oh, no. You can leave. Don't worry about that, huh? I'm busy that day and every other day.
Do you prefer MMF or FFM?
What is that again?
Do you prefer MMF or FFM?
Oh, male, female, or female, female. If you can get FFM together, then that's a very lucky thing, because it usually doesn't work, because the girls get jealous of each other. But otherwise, I'm easy. I don't mind.
Okay.
Not with you, though. I'm busy on that day.
I think I'd more likely win the Lotto and Lotto Plus together on the same ticket.
All right. Thank you, Rob. It's always nice to talk to you crazy and lunatic.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Cheers, everyone. Bye-bye. There we go. There's Rob.
Rob.
Getting some action, although hopefully not too soon. He doesn't want to burn this one out.
Quote of the day, whenever I email her, I put a condom on.
Yeah. That's not creepy at all.
No.
All right, what else is going on in the news?
So our finance minister wasn't the only person who got recalled this week. The embattled CEO of Ford SA, Jeffrey Nemeth. Remember, he was forced to announce the recall of 4,500 Kuga SUVs because of, you know, they were just spontaneously combusting.
Was this 4,500 in South Africa alone?
4,556 in South Africa.
Shucks.
He has now been recalled to the United States. So his big bosses are not happy with him, Jeffrey Nemeth. The recall was announced by Ford late yesterday afternoon, and his recall comes just days after the Sunday Times reported that South African insurance giants Auto & General and Dial Direct are apparently going to take legal action against Ford. And this is exactly in connection with the fires that we saw within the Ford Cougars.
Yeah.
Now, Ford has claimed that it is only aware of one fire incident involving their vehicle, but, you know, 4,556 is the number that that the media has on record. Now, Nemeth denied in an interview this past weekend that his return to the U.S. has anything to do with the Cougar safety recall. I don't know, Jeffrey. Why else are they calling you back home? Why else are they calling you to go back home? Huh?
Because you didn't fill out your stationary requisition form properly. Uh-huh.
And then Ford also, you know, they had to deal with severe criticism for their handling of the fiasco. Remember, one person died from, you know, the Ford Cougars bursting into flames. The handling of the situation was heavily criticized, and now this pending lawsuit by some of South Africa, of the South African insurance companies. Oh, Jeffrey, it sucks to be you right now.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? You probably had, what, 8 years before that, getting a multi-million rand salary, you know, being flown around the world. Come on. You know.
Yeah, no, I hear all of that, Sia, but it's never nice being the fall guy, hey? It's not a pleasant experience.
It's not a cuck life.
Ramon from the Renegade Report says, I don't care too much about Helen Ziller, but I do admire her tenacity. I have a feeling that she really believes what she believes, and she will defend her views even to her own detriment. And that is refreshing. How many of us do what we do just so that we can earn money from someone?
Most of us.
Right. And how many of us are so worried about that bottom line or being popular or being thought of in a pleasant way, you know, being friends with everybody, that we're not prepared to stick with what we believe. Now, if Helen really does believe this stuff and she is going to defend her views, I see what Roman means about that. Like, she is her own person. You can't own that. That is so, I mean, even if she, because the whole country will hate her if she doubles down on this, right?
Well, not the whole country.
Most of the country. Most of the country will go, wow. Wow, she really just doesn't care about anybody, right? At least. That's how people will perceive it, even if it's not how she feels. And she'll probably carry on tweeting, and she probably will defend herself, because that's what she really believes. Mm. Now, I know that in this case, there may be many people who disagree with Helen, but just for a moment, remove yourself from disagreeing with her. Like, let's say it was Julius, and he said, and he really believed the best possible thing for South Africa would be for all the white people to be chased into the sea.
Well, I mean, Julius has at many a time said things that have upset a lot of people.
Right. And I mean, you know, whenever there's hysteria, you've got to look at the people who are calm for leadership. Now, when Julius says that, most smart people just go, "Ah, oh, Julius, come on, calm down. Don't be such a naughty boy.
Don't be such an instigator.
You know? Yeah, what are you doing?" But when Helen does it, we have a higher standard of expectation. Why is that? Because it means that we value Helen more than we value Julius. Why are we giving Julius? Well, because you know you give a kid more leeway to say and do embarrassing things. You don't do that for an adult. Do we, because Helen's been in politics for longer, or because she's been a journalist before, do we expect more from her? Do we expect more from her because she's white, which would tell us a lot about the way we feel about ourselves? Do we expect more from her because we thought
she's
that she
older
was...
Well, because she should know better.
Or because she's usually so sane and she's not incendiary. Why do we have different application here? And if Julius says, again, to go back to the example that I was getting to originally, let's say Julius says, chase all the white people into the sea. Mm-hmm. Now, you know what? There are white people who go, oh, you must take him to the Hate Crimes Commission or whatever it is. And they lose their shit and people start buying baked beans and they like plan to emigrate and all kind.
And
there
they
are
move
some,
to Orania.
Right. There are some hysterical lunatic white people who take it completely out of context and get very upset for no good reason. But Imagine if Julius stuck to that. You know, this is what I really believe. And he took his chances like, yeah, there are going to be people who hate me. There are going to be people who love me. But I'm betting there'll be more people who love me. And he stuck to it. Wouldn't you admire that?
Well, I mean, Julius himself, in one of the interviews that you had with him, you know, he said that he doesn't have a problem with, you know, people coming forward and speaking their truth. He actually admires that because he said that at least I know where I stand with you.
Right.
And I think it might also have something to do with the fact that it wasn't up until recently a lot of people kind of painted Julius as they called him stupid.
Right.
And it's only recently that, you know, there's been a shift there where people are like, oh, guys, but no, Julius is actually not an idiot at all. Hey, like he's quite strategic. More and more people, you know, take him seriously when he says certain things. So that might also have something to do with it, is the recent change in perception where people initially thought Julius is an idiot, but he's not.
People didn't think Helen was an idiot. Now some people think Helen's an idiot.
I think in Helen's case,
like it's gone the opposite way.
I think in Helen's case, it's becoming more and more a thing of, you know, politics is a people's game as well, of how many people like you, how many people support you, ultimately how many people will vote for you. And I think she might be realistically feeling like, okay, it's done. You know, she's not going to be the president of the country. The DA is already shipping her out. She's like, I have nothing to lose. So, yeah, it's more thing of like...
But it's never been about what she's got to lose, because she's always put that out there for better or for worse. Like, she doesn't care about being paid, and she won't be anyone's slave. Like, that's really independence. That's real freedom.
Mm.
Like, she believes in her own agency. She believes in her own independence.
Now more so that she's getting more out and out of the game, per se.
I mean, all I'm saying is there is some element of what Roman is saying in his comment that rings true and is refreshing. Even if it's...
Is that admirable?
Well, I think so.
I think so. Do you know what
is it the smartest imagine if, thing
no, no,
to
no.
do?
Do you know what I wish the most... For myself, because I generally don't give a fuck about people. The most important thing for me is to never, ever care about what the next person thinks about me. Never.
Mm.
I don't care whether you like me or not. I don't care whether you respect me or not. I don't care if you think I'm an idiot. I don't care. Like, I never want to care about what anybody else thinks.
Right.
And it would be such... I mean, it would take us all as humans to the next level if we could progress to that way of thinking where you absolutely do not give a shit about what the next person is ranting on about.
Mm.
Let them rant, let them finish, and then go about your business.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, like if Mabali was busy doing her shopping on Thursday last week or whenever, when did Helen put out that stupid tweet? Saturday the week before, whatever. Mubs is doing a... She gets like a beep on her phone. She looks at it. I'm sure she didn't like drop her packets and run for the door with a fire extinguisher and start like planning the apocalypse. Most people would have just carried on with their lives.
Well, first and foremost, because she doesn't care about anyone, she wouldn't even have a notification.
But maybe that's the most sane and sensible way to go. And maybe when Julius says chase people into the sea, or when Andy Limley Thomas says something, maybe we was just carry on like we don't care, like Mubs does. Maybe she's...
No, I'm not there yet.
Still getting there?
That's the level that I'm trying to get to. Where I just...
Yeah.
It's like Nirvana. You want to get to I don't care Nirvana, right? That's where you want to go.
Yeah.
It would be great if we could all do this. But I think also a part of why... we do care and why we do pay attention is because these people have power and these people can influence and impact a lot of people. And now when you say something like, okay, well, all the white people must go into the sea. Hold up. You do have the power. So hold up. You could make that happen and that might impact me directly. So no, we actually need to do something to counter that. So that's why we should care.
It's just exhausting.
It is exhausting.
Is the problem. But to Ramon's point, how many of us actually do speak the things that we think in front of other people?
Oh, no.
Especially when you know very well that what you think could upset some people.
I say 15% of what I think.
I mean, if we have to be 100% honest with ourselves, how many of us speak the things we actually think on a daily basis about each other?
If you had to put a percentage, what would it be?
Now you're going in a dangerous place.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Sia's probably right. It's around 15%. Ben, how much?
Yeah, 15 to 20 if you've been drinking.
That's actually true.
And don't we get on better when we drink?
Absolutely.
So is it the honesty or is it the drunkenness?
Oof.
The fact that you have like no inhibitions and everything rolls off.
You know, there's that moment when you're talking to someone. They may be an old friend of yours, or they may be someone that you know quite well.
Yes.
Or that you've just met even. And there's that moment where you share an honest thought. Like you're honest with each other about something that everybody else in the room will probably hate you thinking.
Yeah.
And you two have that moment. That's the special moment. And it doesn't come from drunkenness. It comes from honesty.
Yes.
You're like, oh my God, that's true. Have you ever had that happen?
Yes.
That's the best. Now, if that's the drug, if that's what makes you feel good, if that is the thing that brings you closer together with that person, and you leave some bullshit behind and baggage and you move on together because you've now shared a truth, or there's been an opening up of the truth between the two of you, then maybe we should all start trying to be more honest with each other.
Nice. Who's going to go first?
Hey, there's nothing more liberating than being honest.
Honestly.
Nobody ever wants to go first.
And as Julius and Helen have both said, and I can't believe that I'm drawing such clear comparisons between
these
two.
From these polar opposites.
Because they're actually kind of more similar than I am to either of them.
Mm.
Between the two of them, I don't think they hate each other. And I don't think they love each other, but I do think they respect each other.
Hmm. Yes.
And I think that Helen says what she really feels, and I think Julius says what he really,
feels.
And you're comfortable because you know where they stand.
Yeah.
And you know just what you're going to get from them. You know? It's the devil you know.
Isn't that better?
Absolutely.
Than being lied to? Being patronized, being kowtowed to, where people come up to you and they say, I'm going to tell you something you want to hear.
Mm.
I'm going to make you feel good.
Mm.
I'm going to console and comfort you with lies. But when it turns out those lies are what they are, lies, and they have bad outcomes, you can't be cross with me. I'd rather go with the honest person. Just thinking.
Because even when we use it in a practical sense, I don't know about you guys, but you know, with your group of friends, just to have that honest friend, you know, I have a handful, probably like three friends who I can honestly say, you confess something and you get no judgment. You don't have to dress up for them. Yeah. You don't have to schmooze and booze them up somewhere fancy. And if we all just did that,
I think it would be amazing.
Man.
So there we go. That's what we need. What we need is more honesty in our lives.
Even if what you're thinking hurts other people's feelings.
See,
I guarantee you there are things that I think on a daily basis that would offend a lot of people.
Yeah, but
how important are these feelings, though, other people? If you live your life by other people's feelings, you feel nothing yourself.
But that's why I'm saying honesty above how you make other people feel.
So then why aren't we 100% honest?
Because you get into trouble for being honest. You get...
it goes against the employer.
Look what happens to Helen
and
Julia.
You get dragged through the coals and you get hated and you get called names and you're labeled this and that and the other and you are outcast.
So is it unfair and unrealistic more for us to then say, oh, but we should all not care what people think when there are implications?
Of course, yeah, but that's just common sense as well. Look, I mean, here's honesty for you. The world's problems come down because we fuck too many kids into this world, right? There's honesty. You'll never hear a politician say that, right? Because it goes against the human right to be able to have children. But look at all other infighting about schooling and health grants and education, all this kind of stuff. If there were less of us, everything would be so much easier.
And like I said, so many people do what they do and say what they say because they just want to keep their jobs. They just want to keep getting that paycheck. They don't care who their master is. They're happy to be a slave as long as they can get the paycheck.
But Ben, we have been conditioned into thinking that we must reproduce as human beings. Spread your seed.
But Mubs, that's amazing. Just like the first person to the buffet feels they're entitled to eat three things of roast beef. But if you're the last of the buffet and there's about two salty cracks and an olive left, then I'm sorry, but the luxury of opulence and excess is not available anymore. That's just economics. Yeah. But none of us adapt because, oh, well, if one person can do it, then everyone else can do it. Because there's no adaptation here. It's the big problem with humans, the failure to adapt.
And you think about how and why so many of us aren't honest. No, it is you're trying to please people. You're trying to go just get by at the office.
Right.
You're trying to just make your relationship work. You're just putting a smile on because it's your mother-in-law. It's all of
you
these
don't upset other
frameworks.
People because maybe it's not their problem.
Yeah. You just want to have peace at the dinner table. Meanwhile, you want to say, listen, Debbie, you're a douche.
Debbie, I've always hated you, Debbie.
Honestly.
You've got nothing going on for yourself, Debbie.
And you got that whiny voice.
Oh.
But it is. It's like it's position. The more honest you are, the greater your position in life. Just think about it. If you've got lots of money, you're independently wealthy. You don't rely on anybody.
You can say what you think.
You're a straight talker of note. If you're poor and you're a straight talker, you're seen as a troublemaker.
You must be controlled.
Yeah. You're a troublemaker. Yeah. Rabble-rousing, really unpleasant person. But if you're rich.
Hang on.
Like when Elon Musk says things, everyone's like, ah, it's insightful. If I were to say what Elon Musk says, it's like, Ben, you're a dick. You're such a dick.
Ben, by the way, hates Elon Musk, and I still don't know why. I still don't know why.
I don't hate him, but he's relevant. That's why I reference him.
I know people who are not necessarily rich, and they're honest, and they're very forthright, and they might not be hugely successful now, but I would rather bet on them being successful in the long run than the people who say what other people want.
Mm.
Sure,
to upset anybody. I would rather surround myself by those troublemakers that you mentioned earlier in your example every day of the week than go with the people who are going to tell me platitudes.
So would I, but their futures in conventional success are limited.
Yeah, but this is what's nice about being around now, is that now there isn't a conventional way to success. You know, you're not going to build a railway and become a major industrialist, and that's how you're going to make your fortune. These days, you can invent an app that rates people's genitalia, and you could become the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
These days, you could be honest. I mean, I told you about South by Southwest last year, where the most queued for exhibition was this booth where you would go and sit there. I mean, the queue went round the block twice. You'd sit in a booth, and someone who you couldn't see would sit on the other side of a two-way mirror. They could see you, but you couldn't see them. And they would give you feedback on how good-looking you were.
Mm.
Totally honest feedback.
Was the voice muffled or changed?
No, they would give you a rating out of 10, I think it was.
Ooh.
And they would tell you what your best feature was, what your worst feature was, what you could improve on, whether you needed plastic surgery, how old you looked, how young you looked, how good your teeth were, everything. Whether you should lose the glasses, whether you should have a beard, whether you should get your facial hair sorted out, whether you should have better eyebrows. They would be 100% honest with you. That was their job. And people were desperate for it. There was the most. There were robots and drones, and there were artificial intelligence machines and virtual reality experiences and all the rest of it. The one that people wanted was what humans could give them, and only humans could give them, and it was total honesty. And it had to do with subjective aesthetics. So it wasn't even as if there was truth.
Now, to get back to your point of, you know, people's feelings.
Mm.
There were bound to be some people who walked out of that booth feeling very hurt, but they still wanted that honesty.
They craved it.
I mean, it's never nice being told, well, you know, you're about a 3 out of 10. It's never nice for anybody, but they were there.
And the rules were that the people behind the glass were not allowed to give you 1 point extra if they thought you were a nice person or any of that stuff. It was purely
just on your looks.
Just looks.
You see, that speaks to our essence or fundamental, whatever it is, that need or that crave or, Because then you look at as well the rise of Simon Cowell, you know, back when Idols was in its heyday.
Sure, Dr. Phil as well.
You know, just because they were honest and frank. And what is it? Why do we need that when we don't have that in our daily lives?
Because it's rare, and just like shark fin soup, people are drawn to things like this.
Shark fin soup. I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Rare things in this world. People will go, oh, I really want that. Like,
you know, if something's scarce, people just...
Good-looking gingers. There's all kinds of things that people get interested in.
Here's a question. What if my friend was going out with a massive turd, but I didn't feel the need to tell her because he's going to dump her in the long run and she might not listen to me anyway? Would I be meddling?
That's always a tricky situation.
What do you think?
I mean, it could go either way.
If your friend is dating a massive turd, I think you just... She's made that decision. Stay the hell away. If she asks your opinion, you say, well, not my kind of guy.
Exactly. There we go. He's not my cup of tea.
You see, I used to take the stance of being the good friend and I want to tell, but I've learned relationships.
That gets you into trouble, right?
Two people. Because the next day they'll be back together or they'll be absolutely in love. Or now they're getting married and you now need to stand at the altar with them as a bridesmaid, you know? And he's side-eyeing you like, hey, who do you think I'm a turd? No, just don't get
involved. Even when people break up, you must never choose a side. Because then what if they get back together again? You're going to be...
But at that stage, you're probably not going to be friends with them because they are stupid.
It's difficult, though.
Look, I know it's difficult. Life is difficult, Sia.
It's difficult because I'm an I told you so person.
Well, then you're a dick as well. Yeah. So that's also fine. But, like, you know what? You can't just keep humoring all this, like, it's okay. It's okay. You know, go ahead.
All right. I want to start something today.
Uh-oh.
We're going to start the Gareth Cliff Show box.
Okay. We don't have to be honest there.
No, it's not an honesty box.
Drop our notes of honesty.
Because we have such an incredible audience, we've been thinking of ways to give back and provide something above and beyond just the show every day to people who listen to us. But we'll do this once a month. So we threw some ideas together for a monthly prize box, which could be yours. And we thought we'll throw in some unique stuff that you won't get from any other place. You could only ever get this from us. So, I mean, we were throwing together some ideas the other day in a meeting about what we could put in this box. And we thought maybe, you know, a lucky rabbit's foot from one of Lucas's rabbits. No, I mean, there could be a lot of things in this. Any ideas from you, Sia? What would you put in?
Well, I can give a bottle of gin that I can't drink anymore.
You can't drink. Yeah, that's
exactly.
That's a good one.
So I can.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Give some of that.
So essentially, we all have our own interests in the show and other stuff. We just give a piece of that.
Yes.
So we're representing something unique.
I want to throw in that picture of Fiki Limbalula and Miss South Africa, but I want to print it on high gloss paper and frame it. But then, of course, someone would want that. Who wouldn't want that lovely picture?
And you know, he'll sign it. He's going to give it to him.
Sure. So we'll get him to sign it. That could be a nice one. Mubs, what about you? Your juice?
No.
We could buy a bottle. No, we could buy a bottle of orange juice, and you could scratch out
juice. Oh, yeah, yeah. Huh? Yeah, I could get some of my juice in that respect, I guess.
I think that would go down very well. People would love that.
I'd like to throw in maybe like one of the handcuffs that I keep in the dungeon, maybe. Just, you know.
What about a bottle of our excellent Aquavita water that we have here? We'll throw some of that in.
Yes.
Because that keeps all our guests going, so it'll work for you.
Yeah, that's nice.
We could put some of those excellent beans.
What?
From our coffee machine here.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. Frontier Coffee. We could throw in some of those for you so you can make yourself some coffee in the morning.
Do you remember that poo brown coffee cup of mine?
Yes. Oh. Can we get rid of it?
Daniela wants me to get out of the house. Like, she keeps saying, just take us into work and just leave it there.
Ben has the worst coffee mug. All right. So you see, these are things you would never get
yes.
from a shop. You wouldn't know where to go. Plus, it's the actual poo brown coffee mug that Ben used.
Priceless. With pride, and I got abused for it for so long.
These are kind of...
I'll commit that.
These are almost like artifacts. They're almost like... we should put them in a... In like a cabinet of curiosities.
A time capsule element
for the show.
Yes.
All right, so everybody's got an idea of what kind of stuff they'd want to put in there. We've got to make people do something for this. So we'll offer a monthly Gareth Cliff Show box, and each person on the show puts something in the box, and we send it to you. And I think we should do this from next month.
Well, earlier on, we got a message about a listener introducing someone new. So we got a new listener today because of one of our listeners.
Yeah. Welcome, Tim from...
Belito.
Belito. There we go.
Okay. So who involved Tim in the process?
They didn't say their name, but they should really... Okay. They should be our first winner.
Well, then let's go with that. So basically, if you can prove to us that you're introducing new people to the show, you could win this amazing box.
Okay, but you have to prove it.
You got to prove it. So obviously, I don't know, go onto Twitter or Facebook, tag us.
Yep. And show us a picture of you downloading the app onto their phone. And they have to you have to make them listen. It's not good enough to just get the app.
Yes. Well, you can be creative with it. But a video, a picture, whatever.
Do whatever you do. The best, and you know, we don't have stupid listeners. We don't have to explain everything in A to Z and 1 to 10.
Stand at the robots with the cliffcentral.com banner.
No. Don't do embarrassing, stupid stuff.
No, you don't.
The point of listening to this show is to have fun.
Yeah, and also they can even send Instagram videos showing how to listen to Cliff Central on the app or how to download a podcast. You can maybe send us a video that demonstrates that.
See, the point for us is we want to bring more people on board. So if you help us do that, we could send you the prize. So to win the box, go onto Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, tag us in a post or a video showing us a person that you've recently introduced to Cliff Central or the way to do it. Tag us along with the hashtag send me the box.
Yeah, that's pretty direct. Got it? Send me the box.
Send me the box.
It's going to be quite a box.
Send me the box. It's priceless.
At the end of the month, you could be our grand winner. So we'll open it up for the month of April. And it's only available to people who listen in South Africa, I'm afraid. Even if you are a major fan and you live in Hong Kong or Dubai or California or wherever else we've got listeners all over the world, we're going to have to keep this to South Africa for now.
Well, the prize winner, I mean, you can still enter to be part of the fun. You'll get an honorable mention at the moment.
Yeah, and who knows? Along the way, we may develop some means of getting an e-prize, you know, something that we could send you online.
Yeah.
Okay?
E-juice.
E-juice. Mabali is e-juice.
Yeah.
You're starting to get uncomfortable about this.
Just a little bit.
All right. Anything else we need to throw in news-wise? Have you covered any news this morning?
Well, look, a woman's being jailed for playing Ed Sheeran.
What?
And we should all be behind this. So there's this really horrible woman, mother of three, I may add.
Which version did she play? Did she play this version? Because then I can understand it.
When your legs don't work like they used to before.
I mean, give her
Gareth,
life.
We've been through this before. Due to copyright reasons, that version hasn't been made mainstream yet.
Okay.
No, but you know, Ed Sheeran's got like 300 hits at the moment out in the radio stations when they play a top 40, it's basically just Ed Sheeran. But she, this woman, mother of three.
Right.
She played The Shape of You literally for half an hour on loop, loud, in this little place where she lives in Great Britain area. The thing is, she's got a history of doing such horrible things, right? She'd been in jail before for domestic disturbance and all that kind of stuff. She's now been jailed for 8 weeks after this. Sorry, 6 weeks. Sorry, she did have a 6 week sentence. She's now been jailed for a further 8 weeks for doing this. Like she just
on top of the
lesson.
6 weeks, or it's now just 8 weeks.
So she got a fresh run now of 8 weeks, being found
like
guilty of disturbances, and she just played Ed Sheeran flat out, loud as she could, for half an hour. The same song, "Shape of You," for half an hour. Imagine living next door to a horrible woman.
I'd want to kill her.
See, the problem is that she played it loud. We all go through a song obsession and we just have it on loop and on loop and playing
it's
over
fine.
And over.
Get
and
headphones,
over.
But she's making it about herself.
What an idiot. You're not going to have that on your, like, track record
but
to say
like,
that you were jailed because
like,
of Ed Sheeran.
And what do the kids have to say about this? Where's your mum? Ugh, Ed Sheeran in jail again.
How embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
That's pretty terrible. All right, coming up in a short while, a fascinating guest. I can't wait to speak to him. Robin Knox Grant. I'm thrilled to have him here because this is a guy who had to do with bringing the content that made our lives in the 80s and 90s exciting. He was at the SABC. He was in television, and he made TV in South Africa. Happened Mr. TV, if you ask me.
Man.
Yeah. Robin Knox Grant will join us in a short while. We'll talk to him. Just before we get to him, though, Justice Malala has been tweeting this morning. He said in response to the Gordon and Jonas on their way out story, this is Justice Malala's point of view on the whole thing. He says, today, a crook will fire two good, upstanding, honest, hardworking men because a family of crooks tells him to. And South Africans won't do anything about it.
And that's the truth, Ruth.
Wow.
Oh, love the catchphrase.
All right, here's some comments quickly. Carl says, guys, stop preaching to the converted. We have switched to Cliff Central. Stop going on and on about the wireless being outdated. Thanks. Well, that's not what we were saying, Carl.
At the beginning of the show, you were doing that again.
Oh, okay. But we were saying bring more people to this. That's all. Anushka says, wow, guys, as the saying goes, the truth will set you free. I'm off to Spa Tops now. It's time to be honest with the bosses today. Uh-oh.
Yo. Hey, we are not saying you should go out
Just imagine.
Go for vodka, brandy breath will make you look like an amateur.
Here are some suggestions for the box from Romain. Says, Ben's teeth braces. Mabali's BDSM handcuffs. Sia's collection of Oprah memorabilia.
Yeah. And O magazines aren't sold in South Africa anymore. So
how many do you have?
Well, come on, folks. They are absolute highlights of the O magazines. Like,
so you keep them all.
It's quite funny.
Oprah with the First Lady, Oprah with Ellen on the cover, like Oprah's Christmas issues, Oprah's favorite thing. Hello. Come on.
Can you imagine parents going into their rooms and they go, oh, I don't find like porn in my son's bed. Meanwhile, they're finding O magazines. Going,
like
oh,
Hustler, Penthouse.
Heavily thumbed O magazines is what Sia's got.
Someone says Lucas must throw in an entire rabbit. Oh.
Hey, yeah, he does have a lot.
No, he's got some.
I don't know how that all survived.
But like, we'll take suggestions like this. The box is yours.
Can we throw in a Gareth Cliff bobblehead? Yes, we could put that in, no problem at all. And no Cliff Central merchandise yet? No, well, this is where we're going to start the thing. Mm. And who knows that we don't end up making these boxes and, you know. At this point, you can get the real stuff.
Yeah.
You know, one day we may have a whole team of merchandisers who go out and buy poo brown mugs, for example, and they have Ben written on them, and you can have copies. But now we're giving away the original.
Yeah, I should probably get a mold of this made.
It's a once in a lifetime.
And if I should be giving away the original without duplicating it first.
No, I think you must give away the original, Ben. It's not valuable. And it's
just trying to make sure he gets to keep it. Okay, so here's let's have a little quick moment, something to make us feel better as South Africans. Here's three quick short stories, some good happening all over our country. First and foremost, Athandwa Kani, you know, the prince of theater, he calls himself. Congratulations to him, because he's set to star in Marvel Comics' new movie, Black Panther, alongside Hollywood A-listers like Lupita Nyong'o and Michael B. Jordan and Forrest Whitaker as well. So kudos to him.
Oh. Very nice.
Yay. He's currently in America now. He's filming that and will be released in 2018. And also, fun fact, John Gani, his father, mm-hmm. is also going to be starring in that movie as well. Also some international appeal for us South Africans. Chef Siba Mdongana, there we go, who's known for like Siba's Table, will be highlighted on CNN this week. So that's also awesome.
Okay.
And then lastly, you know, just cherry on absolute top, we love black coffee, but of course the trending video right now.
I think
the term is more than just rubbing shoulders, but he's now just chinchilling with Diddy. He was at Diddy's home this week and also just dropped the news that he's working on music with Diddy himself. So kudos to three great South Africans.
Nice.
That's some nice story.
Very
vibes.
Good. Thank you, Sia. That has put us all in a much better mood than the finance minister. Okay. On the way, Robin Knox Grant, a fascinating guy who I've been looking to talk to for months already. And luckily, we've got him in here this morning. It's coming up.
Cliffcentral.com.